Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Crackerbox Podcast. I'm your host, Hudson. Today we are going to be talking about one of the more overlooked George Harrison albums, and one of the most overlooked solo Beatle albums, I think. And it's not a studio album, actually. It's a live album, live in Japan. Let's get into it. We're going to go through the details of this album, and then we'll talk about all the tracks. And this is one of my top solo Beatle projects, I think. And I really wish George had toured more. So first of all, let's do a timeline. Cloud Nine, George's comeback. He did the Wilburys. Two albums, had the hit Handle With Care and End of the Line, which are just two of his best songs ever, I think. But, Eric Clapton's son had just died. This was a little bit around, and he had really wanted George to tour. So he finally convinced him, and this was good for George to do. Because he hadn't toured in since 1994. I meant 1974 with the Dark Horse tour, which was really a failure, not a good tour at all. But I mean, I would have given anything to be there because it's just seeing a Beatle is just so awesome in person. But yeah. So, Eric Clapton, there was a brief Eric Clapton set on each show. There was 20-something shows, I believe, 25, maybe. But, yeah, this is just a great album. And this was in 1991, so, yeah. When it was recorded in the 1992, it was released, and there... I do want to just say that the vinyl for this is out of print now. There was a reissue in 2017, but now it's out of print. And I think Brainwash may be on its way out as well, unfortunately. But, yeah, let's get into this. So, we're going to go through the track listing. I personally don't even own this on vinyl. I've only heard it digitally. And I've heard it 10-15 times, and I think I have a lot of fun with it. It might be my actually favorite solo Beatle live album, to be completely honest. I think it's a perfect album. We open with one of George's more overlooked songs on this album, I Want to Tell You. And I think it's a great version. It rocks. That's what I have to say it. And it's perfect. I really do think it is a perfect song to open an album with, and it works really well. The next song, Old Brown Shoe, is one of his lesser-known B-sides, actually, from, it was a B-side for The Ballad of John and Yoko. I wish that was the A-side, because I'd much prefer this song. It's in the top five Beatles B-sides for me. But yeah, Old Brown Shoe, really good track. Number three, one of George's more well-known Beatles songs, Taxman. Just a really great song. And it does have an extended guitar solo from Eric Clapton, obviously. And it's, about preventing the taxes. And that's one of the Beatles songs, the first three are Beatles songs. And there is a good variety on this album, I do think. A good balance in between solo hits and Beatles tracks. So, the next song is his first solo song on the album, Give Me Love, Give Me Peace on Earth, which was a hit, obviously. I think this version is really good. It's not the studio version, but his voice has kind of aged funnily, I think. His voice was so good with Cloud Nine and with the Wilburys. And just in that year gap, I don't know what happened to his voice, but it just kind of I mean, it could be age, but it does seem a lot weaker here on this album, but still very good. But, yeah, that is Give Me Love. If I Needed Someone, which is another one of his more lesser-known Beatles tracks, I think. That's track 5. Really a great rendition of it. It sounds like he's having a lot of fun on it. And then the next song, number 6, we get Something, which is a beautiful rendition, which is kind of weird because, if you don't know the story, Eric and Patty Boyd were married after George Harrison's divorce, and this is about him and when George was in love with Patty, so it's probably a lot of tensions were going on, but I mean, him and Eric still remained friends. But, I mean, the joke was that they just shared the same wife, and they had fun with it. The next song is What Is Life, which I think is a really good rendition of. His vocals are starting to loosen up at this point, which is really good for the album. I think that it's just perfect. I really do. You can tell that he's having a lot of fun, and it's less produced, I'll think, unlike the Phil Spector version of All Things Must Pass, which I do love a lot. But it's a very different song here, and I think it really does open up. The next song, we get to hear Dark Horse. But it's nice, because we don't get to hear the album version, which I dislike overall. His voice is really good here. It's in good form. And yeah, that's just a great choice, I think. Number 9, we get the song Piggies, which I thought was pretty interesting to have on a tour, actually. You would think that they would do, a more well-known Beatles song that he did, maybe. I mean, there's a lot of them. Like, I would have loved to see some more songs from Cloud Nine on the album, like Fish on the Sand and That's What It Takes, which they didn't make the album, but I do think that they did perform that in concert. But this, I thought this was a wonderful surprise to hear live. Number 10, which is closing out disc 1, if you have the CD, probably closing out the side 2 on the record. And that's Got My Mind Set on You, the big number 1 hit that George had, obviously. Good version of it, I really do like it a lot. I don't think it compares to the studio version here, but I think it's a great rendition of it. It's disc 2. We start off with the wonderful song Cloud Nine, which opens up George's Cloud Nine album. The guitar solo, him and Eric trading back, which was really perfect, I thought just really worked. Number 2, we have Here Comes the Sun on disc 2. Which I think is perfect for a live album. This version is as good as the studio version, I think. I really enjoy it a lot. I think you can tell that he's having a lot of fun performing the song. And I'm glad that he is on this track. He just sounds happy and uplifted. Now we get another solo hit, My Sweet Lord, the first number 1 for a solo Beatles to ever have. He was the first and last one to hit number 1, actually, with My Sweet Lord, and then Got My Mind Set on You. Which, it's a really good version. I don't think it's as good as the studio version, but I do like it a lot. And it's great to hear these songs live. They kind of come to life, I think. Number 4, this is one of the highlights, I think, for me. And that is All Those Years Ago. It's just a great version of it. I like this better than the studio version, I'm gonna be honest. The studio version I know it has another Beatle on it, and it's got half a Wings on it, but just not that version is very good for me. Good, I don't think. And then now we get the best song on the album, and it's my top 3 or 4 George solo songs, maybe even number 1, and that is Cheer Down, which is co-written with Tom Petty. He sings some really funny lines in here. This was kind of new for the album. It was on the Best of Dark Horse compilation, and that's a really hard album to come by, actually. So this was kind of a new song. It's on the closing track for Lethal Weapon 2. And I think it is in South Pacific, I believe. But I'm not really sure on that. And it says, like, if your dog should be dead, or I love you instead, cheer down. So it's a really fun song, I think. No other really good rocking performance, Devil's Radio. He's just having a blast on the song, you can tell. And it's really good. Just a perfect version of it. As good as the studio version. Isn't it a pity? Wow. I love the guitar on this version. I think it's just a lot of fun. It's a good album. Really good version. Well, My Guitar Gently Weeps. Perfect song. Perfect version. It's got Eric Clapton, so I think that's awesome that he's on that. It's kind of like a little reunion, honestly. Now we close with Roll Over Beethoven, which is a Chuck Barrett cover, and this is my favorite Beatles cover song ever, up there with Money and Twist and Shout, honestly. But, you know, Chuck Berry original, but this was just a perfect, a really good, hard, rock song, I think. I love it a lot. And that closes out the album. And George, he did one other live performance. He did one on TV, I believe, but that was his last. And then he performed at the funeral for Carl Perkins briefly, and I think he did have a semi Wilburys reunion at some point, but that was it. And then he passed, unfortunately, due to lung cancer and brain cancer, combination of the both. But he did a couple other songs, I believe, but yeah, that's about it. And we'll just go through the band. George Harrison, you know, lead vocals, slide guitars, acoustic guitars. Eric Clapton is lead acoustic and backing vocals. Andy Fairweather Lowe is guitar and backing vocals. Nathan East is plays bass and backing vocals on this album. Chuck Leavell plays the piano, Hammond organ, keyboards, and does sing backing vocals on this album. Greg Felia Greens does keyboards and backing vocals on this album. Steve Ferrone does drums on this album. He's a member of the Heartbreakers. From 1994 to 2007. Ray Cooper does percussion and drums on this album. Katie Kisson does backing vocals. Tessa Neils does backing vocals on this album. And I think the female backing vocals are really awesome on this song, on this whole album, and it works really well, I think. Especially in the song Old Brown Shoe, I think they're just perfect. So that is my little spiel on Live in Japan. And in many ways, it may be my favorite live album of all time. It's up there with Amoeba Gig by Paul and Wings Over America for me. Paul's life's pretty good, too. But yeah, that is George Harrison's Live in Japan review. It's a 10. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.